9 minutes past seven. Okay, let's talk about phone and phone hacking. It's obviously the topic of conversation in the UK and now the US.
Well, it started.
What are the implications here?
Yeah, it started to happen here. Bob Brown, the Greens leader, yesterday had some comments to make about phone hacking here and whether we're even protected or not. That's taken us to Stilgherrian, who's a commentator on all sorts of information technology. Stilgherrian, good morning.
Good morning, Keith and John.
Well, first of all, what about Bob Brown's point that is the law silent on the issue? Are we protected in any way?
Look, I am not a lawyer, but I reckon the situation in Australia is pretty clear. If you are accessing a computer, and a voicemail system is just a computer down at your telephone company, if you access that without proper authorisation, that's a crime.
Yeah, a lawyer's quoted in The Australian as saying we haven't had a case yet, and so I guess that's why we're still a bit murky till we establish that very idea of yours, that a phone is a computer.
Absolutely. Although, you know, there is also, under the Telecommunications Act, it is illegal to intercept a telecommunication. Now, that comes then to the other trick is, well, is a voicemail a telecommunication? It's not a live, you know, conversation happening. It's a stored conversation, if you like. So you're right. We don't have a test case yet, really. So, you know, if we do find it's happening, lawyers' playground time.
Now, Stilgherrian, I was very interested to read in the UK. I thought this phone hacking would have been very sophisticated, but in fact, it's sort of low tech, and it's they were getting into these phones quite easily, it seems.
Oh, yeah, look, and in fact, what I love about the whole thing being called a phone hacking scandal is that it doesn't involve phones, and for most hackers, they'd say that's not hacking.
Okay, explain that to us.
Okay, well, the two things here is they're not actually going into the phones themselves, but into the voicemail systems.
Right.
So they're hitting the stored voicemail at the telephone company.
So that's when I get a thing that says, call 101, you've got 5 messages, they're not in my phone.
That's right. They're not in your phone. They're at the telephone company. That's why you have to phone from your phone, dialing, it's, you know, whatever number it is, 101 or whatever it might be, to go and get those messages. Now, the other thing about it not being a hack, I'll just get that out of the way quickly. Most hackers would say a hack involves some sort of technical trick, whereas the preferred term is cracking, like a safe cracker is just breaking it open with dynamite or something. So, you know, there's nothing very clever involved in that.
Yep.
And what these guys are doing, okay, most voicemail, you dial from your phone and up it comes up if you dial from your mobile phone. And the phone company knows it's your phone because it's dialing from your phone with your caller ID and so on. But many companies also allow you to phone in from any phone and get your voicemail as long as you punch in your phone number and then a PIN. And what was happening is that the News of the World journos or their detectives were getting hold of that PIN.
And there was a default PIN as well, so because a lot of people would not reset their PIN for extra security.
Absolutely. Back when all this started a decade ago, 8 or 9 years ago, the companies, the two main ones, were either 1111 or 4444. So you found out the person's phone number somehow. Perhaps from just quickly looking at their phone or getting it from their publicist, or you had it on file. A good journalist or private detective can get hold of that information pretty fast. And then they just phone in and try the default PIN. And in, you know, a good quantity of cases, that'd work. Then the next trick is you would, if they changed their PIN, well, you just tried to get the telco to change the PIN to something you wanted. You just say, I've lost my PIN. And here's the thing. You can still do this in Australia today. You phone most telephone companies, and if you know the phone number you want and you know the name the account is in, the very, very tricky security question they ask you is, what's your date of birth?
Yeah, so is this what they call blagging, pretending to be somebody else?
Yep, the POMs call it blagging. Generally in the security field, it's called social engineering. You are pretending to be someone or not and trying to convince someone to give you information they shouldn't have.
But most people wouldn't know the date of birth unless, of course, they pinched the wallet and they got the driver's license or something.
No, not true. No? You just go to Wikipedia. You want to know a star's date of birth? Look it up. You want Prince Andrew's date of birth? Look it up.
So it's this is not hard. This is the celebrity problem.
Or even you and me today, maybe not you and maybe not me because we perhaps hide it, getting on a bit, but date of birth, people just mention on their Facebook page, oh, it's my 30th birthday next Friday. Geez, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's your date of birth. And again, it's pretty easy to find out. And then the other trick they were doing is some of the private detectives just had a mate in the phone company that they could phone up, slip a few pounds to.
Sounds like also, unfortunately, in England, there are problems with police investigations as well.
Look, it appears that there's corruption at all sorts of levels. I even saw a story last week when they were saying that when they got into the voicemails of members of the royal family, it was actually corrupt royal protection officers.
Gee.
Right.
You know, so it seems to go right to the heart of the power and, royal elite.
So this default PIN situation, Stilgherrian, does that apply here in Australia now? Or can anybody...
My understanding now is that all the telcos in Australia, and look, perhaps, you know, if I'm wrong, people can tell me if they've got a mobile phone new recently, but at the moment they seem to generate a fresh PIN for each new customer. So it's a random one chosen. But that said, that PIN is then usually written down on the carbon copy of the paper, the contract you sign when you first get your mobile phone. And again, someone who's just a local phone store and has a celebrity come through to go, wow, I've got the PIN to, Megan Gale's voicemail here. You know, I'll show off to a mate or I know someone who might be interested in that.
It's not too hard.
Finally, what's your advice we've all got a mobile phone almost. What's your advice? How do we protect it?
Some mobile phone companies will allow you to turn off that kind of remote access to your voicemail from any other phone but yours. So, if you're worried, give the phone company a call. If you don't know how to work the website and turn that off yourself, get that turned off. I've been talking about this online and on Twitter to a few people, and some people who are information security specialists just said, oh, I don't use voicemail, just turn it off, never use it.
Righto.
Which I know really, really doesn't help, but, if you call someone and you miss the call, the number at least is generally recorded, and then, you can phone them back and find out what it is. That sounds a little bit paranoid, but the other approach is at least make sure you know what that PIN is, and then change it.
Stilgherrian, terrific advice. Thanks very much.
Cheers, guys. Anytime.